Bombs, explosions, fire and blood. These are what come to mind when we think of the Gaza Strip, especially since Israel decided to raise Gaza to the ground once again. Death and destruction is all Gaza knows at the moment, but the volume of financial and medical aid it's getting from other countries is pitiful. This week we will be discussing the ongoing crisis in Gaza and how Iran is trying to help the affected. Stay tuned. The Gaza Strip is located on a relatively flat coast of the Mediterranean Sea. It's controlled by the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. It has a 51-kilometer border with Israel and a 7-kilometer border with Egypt. In less than 6 years, the Gaza Strip has been attacked by the Israeli army 3 times. Because the city is one of the most populated in the world, every Israeli missile demolishes an inhabited area and kills a number of people imprisoned in the enclave. Since the beginning of the war, the death toll has risen to over 1,000. Palestinian resistance groups have responded to the shellings. Their rockets have killed less than 50 Zionists. Meanwhile, the Western propaganda machine is busy trying to portray the Israelis as those acting in self-defense in the face of terrorism. Missing and subsequent killing of 3 Israeli teens in June became a pretext for the recent escalation in Israeli violence against Gaza. Israel began its airstrikes on the occupied enclave on July 8th and later launched a broad ground assault. The Center for Palestinian Studies in Tehran monitors the developments. Director of the center, Mr. Soltan Shahi, believes Israel's pretext for attacking Gaza is baseless.
Firstly, the 3 Zionists were missed in Hebron al-Khalil, not in Gaza, but people in Gaza are paying the price. Actually, the Israeli regime laid the blame on the Islamic resistance movement Hamas. After 16 days, the Israeli police admitted that they have no evidence, suggesting that Hamas is accountable for kidnapping and killing the 3 Zionists.
However, the fact that Israeli police have absolutely no evidence against the Palestinian resistance did not stop the army from attacking Gaza. In Gaza, this is a familiar scene. The sound of bombs exploding and heavy shelling is what kids in Gaza grow up with. Once in 2008 and then in 2012 and again now. But what is the real reason for these attacks? Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani says this is a result of Israel's domestic problems.
One of the reasons is that the Zionist regime One reason is that the domestic situation in the Zionist regime is disturbed. After the 33-day war, 22-day war, and 8-day war did extensive damage to the Zionist regime, Israel sensed the loss of identity in itself. Moreover, the critical situation in the Muslim world, I mean the crisis in Syria, Egypt, and Iraq, has been a persuasive factor in the Zionist regime's decision to launch another attack against Gaza.
Israel's adventurism has come with a price. The constant instability and back-to-back wars have discouraged many Israelis. Immigration patterns are changing, not in a way that benefits Israel's demographic policy. Statistics show a 10% increase in the number of Israeli immigrants in Europe and North America in 2014. Only in the first 2 months of 2014, 521,000 Israelis left Israel due to poverty, religious pressure, and racism, up from 474,000 in the same period the previous year. According to Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics, by the end of 2014, the total number of Israelis leaving to live elsewhere will reach 5 million. Meanwhile, Jews worldwide are becoming less interested in moving to Israel, especially in recent years.
After 33-day, 22-day and 8-day wars, the Zionists who lived in Israel became indifferent and frightened, so they hastened to leave the occupied land for other places. So the Zionist regime attacked Gaza to maintain morale among its people and prevent this wave of migration.
Hamas has been firing rockets in response to the Israeli shelling of Gaza. Many Israeli cities have been targeted by Palestinian resistance forces.
Hamas ya guruhay muqavemat mushakhayi ro be samt ona partab mikoran ke
Hamas or other resistance movements fire rockets which do not destroy buildings totally. Moreover, these rockets do not kill. They are not accurate. However, these rockets made Israel insecure for Zionists. The situation is not acceptable for Israeli citizens. They expected the Israeli regime to provide them with both money and security. But 66 years after the establishment of the Zionist regime, it has failed to provide the necessities for its fake country, although Palestine is not liberated.
Palestinian officials believe that after the Israeli war against the people of Gaza ends, more Zionists will migrate to other countries. Palestinian ambassador to Tehran, Salah Zavavi, tells us more.
Everybody will see after this aggressions stop, big immigration, several immigrations will start from Palestine to their original lands in Europe and in different other countries. Because when they establish their state, they were dreaming to live in peace and security.
Nasser Abu Sharif, the representative of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement in Iran, believes that the Israeli regime intends to put an end to decades of Palestinian resistance against the Zionist regime.
The main objective of the Zionist regime is to remove Palestinians' resistance faction. Israel knows that Gaza can resist despite the fact that it does not have an army. This really bothers Israel. So the regime feels Gaza is a strategic threat. Mossad chief reported to Netanyahu that Palestinian people themselves are the great threat against Israel.
My strong support for Israel's right to defend itself.
Israel!
Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation is the largest charity organization in Iran and has been sending food and basic necessities to Gaza. Various state organizations are providing different kinds of aid to the people of Gaza. A coordination committee to help the people of Gaza is in charge of supervising its members and making relief efforts more efficient.
The coordination committee to help the people of Gaza was formed to set the missions for its members. Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation is a member of this committee, so it has its own definite missions. It may be decided that Imam Khomeini Relief Foundation must provide sheets and cloths. Medicine is usually provided by the Ministry of Health and the Iranian Red Crescent Society. Our main mission is to provide foods, sheets, dishes, etc. for the people of Gaza.
Another organization that is in charge of sending humanitarian aid to Gaza is Iran's Red Crescent Society, which sends food and medical supplies to Egypt. The goal is for relief to be ready to enter Gaza the moment the Rafah crossing opens, which is not often.
Medical Procurement Organization of the Iranian Red Crescent Society and the Society's Health Treatment and Rehabilitation Division are in charge of supplying medical teams and medicine for the people of Gaza. These deputies have already fulfilled their responsibility. We give our reports to the Deputy of International Affairs. Then the reports are put forward to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This has already been done. Our Foreign Ministry contacts Egypt's Foreign Ministry to obtain the permission of sending the help to Gaza Strip. All necessary measures have been taken and we are waiting for Egypt's Foreign Ministry's permission.
Medical supplies are urgently needed to treat the thousands wounded in Gaza. The situation